Hello, hello, hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to I Don't Know, Hit Show, made by me. I'm your host, Gabe. I'm joined today by two beautiful men. They're both very handsome, very good looking. Boys, please introduce yourselves.
I have a bag full of rubber bands in my backpack, and I will be firing them at you through the entirety of the show.
Well, that's not nice. All right, Pearman.
I have the face for radio.
You do. I thought it was funny because I'm like, they're so beautiful, handsome men. Mm-mm-mm. You can't see us, though.
Yeah, you have no idea. I'm actually 7'10".
I thought you were 7'11".
He's lying because he's short.
He inflates himself on the radio to make himself feel bigger.
Just a little bit.
Just a tad bit. All
just
right.
A tiny little amount.
And Isaac, how tall are you?
I'm like 6'3".
He's lying. He's around 2'10".
It's actually a very realistic height. 6'3". He's like two heads above me.
Yeah, he's a tall man.
I'm a gnome. Call myself Postman Gnome.
You got a funny hat?
No.
No?
I just cry myself to sleep sometimes.
If you're going to be a gnome, you got to have the funny hat.
I thought you had to work in a cave.
What?
I thought you had to work in a cave.
That's not gnomes.
Never mind. Dwarf.
That's a dwarf.
I can.
Gnomes have the funny hats and sit out in gardens.
I'll guard your garden.
Thank you.
I would boot a gnome over a fence.
They do seem very bootable. I mean, just the shape, the hat.
Yeah, like every time I see a lawn decoration, I just want to see how far I can kick it.
I want to see how far I can throw it.
I want to get a bunch of like plastic flamingos from Home Depot and just like hang them from a ceiling fan.
And just have them spin around in circles?
Yeah.
I would swing them at people like a sword.
Use both legs? Would you hold it two-handed or would you hold like one and have like the leg flailing
Me personally,
around?
I'm a strength build, so I would have one in each hand.
We could definitely like start a competition and like voice over it. Some like play-by-play.
Play-by-play.
Flamingo sparring championships.
Mm-hmm.
2024.
We could do it 2024.
But you think we're going to set it up in a year?
Yes, we can do it right now.
All you got to do is three things. Get flamingos, get people who want to hit each other with flamingos, and get a prize pool.
And we should probably also like have some kind of headgear. So people don't like...
Yeah, we should wear wrestling headgear.
Yeah, so you don't get like a concussion from getting hit in the head a few too many times.
Wrestling headgear isn't going to stop you from getting a concussion, but it'll be funnier.
I mean, maybe.
You're also not going to get a concussion if somebody hits you in the face with a plastic flamingo. I think it'll be fun.
It would just break.
Maybe. I mean, it depends on how fast you're throwing a plastic flamingo.
And
I don't think you would be throwing it.
What if I, like, javelined a plastic flamingo at you?
We'd also have to take into consideration the quality of the flamingo. Because, like, if it's a hardened plastic, that'll be more durable.
What if I filled it with sand?
That would be... I don't think we should do that.
So maybe no angry plastic flamingos filled with sand.
I don't think that would be a good idea.
It'd be a giant maraca.
You guys know how, it would like, be. In TF2, if you have a full weapon set, you get, like, a kill effect?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You think a plastic flamingo has one of those? Like, wear a plastic flamingo, Nike slides, and a Hawaiian shirt for a kill effect?
Ooh.
Has anybody ever, like, killed someone with a plastic flamingo?
You'd also need, like, a straw hat as well. Like, with like, little bits and pieces coming off of it, showing that it's been through a lot in life.
And silly glasses.
Silly glasses, too. You'd need, like, what kind of quality of silly glasses? Do we want the dad shades or...
Aviators.
Aviators? Oh, uh-huh.
And the, like, what's it... What do they put on their noses when they're tanning? It's like the...
Sunscreen.
Sunscreen?
Yeah, but it's, like, way thicker than normal.
It's sunscreen. They just put on a lot of it.
Yeah. That, too.
Did you forget what sunscreen was, Gabe?
Maybe. I thought it was, like, some kind of zinc stuff.
I don't like going to places where I have to buy sunscreen because it doesn't matter how much I'll put on. I'll cook.
You'll burn?
I'll fry.
You'll just be marinated?
Yeah, I don't actually tan at any point. I'm just not burnt.
Burnt.
Completely burnt.
Is it like a switch? You got, like, a 10-minute timer and suddenly you're just red all over, burnt? Oops.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. Pale 1 second, red the next.
You look kind of
bad
in comparison to like me or Isaac.
Well, it's because that's what happens after I burn. I don't know.
Do you have a farmer's tan?
Do I have a what?
Farmer's tan? Like where your sleeves cut off. So you tanned on your forearms and stuff, but then up above them?
No.
You're pale?
No, I'm pretty...
Can you turn a flashlight on him and we can just like...
Hold on a second.
He's turning on the lights. Wow, those are bright.
That is the first time I think those have ever been turned on.
Okay, inspect.
Maybe. It kind of looks like you have skin cancer on your forearms, though.
What do you mean? Oh, because of my scratch? Are there, or
is it infected?
Look at that. No, no, no.
Did you get mauled by a cat?
Funny story. So actually, one of my friends from Tri-West, he brought me out to the Indy 500. Not the Indy 500, but just down to the track.
The Indy 300.
No. He had tickets for, like, two different races. So he and I, we went there, and when we were walking along this fence, I scratched my arm on it. And then the next day, he had another race that he was going to that he also had a ticket for. So I went with him with that, and in the exact same spot, on the exact same fence, in the exact same way, I scratched my arm again. So now I got this scar on my forearm.
Two for one.
What do you mean two for one?
Because it's the same spot, but you got hit in the exact same spot twice.
You just said the same sentence.
I did.
You. How did you break down a sentence and say it
so
inside
you
of itself?
To the exact same place twice and got hurt in the exact same place twice. Two for one, because it's the same spot, which is one.
I didn't win in this situation.
I'd care to differ.
Two stones, one bid.
I missed the first shot.
Also, Isaac was not lying. He does have just rubber bands.
Yeah, no. The rubber band ball is slowly growing.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been working on that one?
Like 2 days.
Okay.
Two days. You've already made
quite
the amount of progress.
Isaac, what do you do in the evenings? Because I texted you last night at like 9:20 something and said, hey, can you be ready for my show tomorrow? And you said, sure.
So, normally I just work until, like, 9 or 10, depending on when I'm scheduled. And then I go home, and I lay down, and I go to sleep.
Some days I forget you have a job. It's the most strange thing to me. He works. He's a working man.
Gabe, I got a really important question I got to ask you.
Yes.
What are you drinking right now?
Currently, this is Gamer Subs.
Ah, ooh.
I believe it's like an orange dreamsicle kind of...
Orange dreamsicle. Ooh.
It's a weird flavor.
Looks pretty good.
I would not recommend it. Not in a water bottle. Get a shaker cup, please. I just do this because it's easy, and my shaker cups were dirty. Clubs?
What?
Clubs.
Shaker clubs?
My shaker clubs. How many gerbils do you think it would take to take you down as a person? Like, if you walked into a pet store and they were trying to, like, pull you
up
to the floor.
We're switching up so fast. What? Hey, could you say that one more time, please?
So, how many gerbils do you think would it take for you to be knocked to the floor?
See, gerbils have those really long tails, so I feel like you can grab one and then just, like, sling it around to beat the other gerbils away.
Use it as a fear factor, hold it by the tail, and be like, all right, guys, nobody touch me, or this gerbil is getting dropped into the crowd of gerbils.
They're rodents. They're going to swarm you regardless. You cannot threaten them.
Man.
You cannot scare the gerbils.
Can we teach gerbils to be afraid of us when we hold one of them up?
You could try, but...
When I had gerbils, they were afraid of me.
I think that's just because you're big and scary. I'm going to be real. He's still playing with his rubber band ball. He's very entertained by this. It's actually
focused.
Very distracting. It's like, you know, the Subway Surfers on your silly TikToks.
I despise those videos, man.
I love them. They take my attention for like 20 hours.
I can't deal with it. What am I supposed to watch? I watch the video? Do I watch the video underneath? Do I listen to the weird captions that don't match up at all with the video? Like, what is going on?
I mean, I like the weird captions because I can just giggle at them while I'm listening to my silly form Reddit content being spoken to me.
It just doesn't make sense to me. It's like I can only do one thing or the other. I can't do both.
You know what else doesn't make sense?
I don't even watch them.
Hmm?
I don't even watch them. They just come up and I just, my brain turns off and then the video's over.
I think you just turn off your phone. That's what
no,
that is.
No. Like, I'll be on. I don't use TikTok. I use YouTube Shorts.
Oh, no. He's one of those.
Yeah. Well, because I don't have TikTok. Because I don't like it. But sometimes I see something interesting and then I'll swipe. And then it'll be the dumbest thing I have ever seen. It's some movie with the
Chris Pratt
subtitles that don't match whatsoever. It looked like it's for a completely different movie. And then, like, random videos in the very bottom. I don't even really know what to look at for those videos, so I just don't even pay attention to them. I just let them play.
It's like static for my brain, like somebody's rubbing sandpaper all over my brain and I just feel smooth.
That's how I feel when Robert talks.
That's a low blow to Robert.
Ooh. I think he's out in the main room. I think you heard me.
Probably.
We're praying that Robert is listening to us right now.
Robert, if you can hear this, we're trashing on you.
We are.
I'm sorry.
We have just talked dirty to you.
And if you are a listener named Robert, we're not talking about you. I didn't mean it. We don't mean you personally.
Or we do. Maybe you're just like a not cool person.
No.
No?
No.
Oh. Unless you're lame, is what Gabe says.
Oh, man. That's rude.
I do that sometimes. Speaking of doing things sometimes. You're listening to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis.
Oh my, WBDG.
WBDG.
FM.
HD1?
90.9.
Oh, you switched it up.
Forgot the Indianapolis part. We had a thing set up here.
Oh, I didn't know we were doing the entire thing. I thought we were just saying.
Well, we can.
We already did it. We're not going to do it again.
Whatever, drop what you're doing and let's take it from the top. No. All right, we're done. All right.
All right, we're done. That's it?
Yeah.
All right, I'll see you guys.
Oh, there he goes. All right, well, Pearman has left.
You think,
Yeah? So
think
sorry.
I think Mr. Easter would get angry at me if I added the wheels on the bus onto the system?
I don't think so. I think that would be you'd need a very special time to play.
Dude, that would be an amazing thing to play during the marathon. When was Wheels on the Bus made?
1982.
Gabe, you don't know the answer to that.
I don't. I don't know. Misinformation Mondays, where we just misinform people for no reason. I know everything.
No, you don't.
You don't.
Gabe, quit lying to the people out there.
You can't make me.
I can.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Gabe, we're not doing this.
When the sky turns green, we have problems. Fun fact of the day. That is today's fun fact with Hit Guy. You don't know. He's still looking up when the wheels on the bus was made.
When were the wheels on the bus made?
So far from what I can see, it was written in...
Ooh, he's thinking real hard. When did they invent buses?
Well, the song was written in 1937.
I wasn't that far.
What do you mean you weren't that far? You were
I said 1982. That's like 50 years off.
That's 50 years.
In the scheme of things, that's not that far.
That's an entire generation, Gabe. You were off by an entire generation.
One generation isn't that big.
It's about 40 years.
I have to watch through these videos about respect for my training at Arby's, because you have to do those like yearly.
Right.
And every time I have to do one of those videos, I'm reminded how much I hate corporate videos like that, because they're always the dumbest things, especially like the pictures, dude. Because there was like three or four of them where it's like,
Arby's. Oh, just like stock images?
No, not even stock images. They were pictures taken by Inspire, which is like the system that Arby's uses.
Right.
But it's also like Baskin Robbins, Buffalo Wild Wings, stuff like that.
So it's really generic.
Yeah. And there were like pictures for some of them where it was like three people wearing Buffalo Wild Wings shirts sitting at a table smiling at each other. You know what I see when I see that picture? I see three slackers, because they work at Buffalo Wild Wings. You could be doing anything other than sitting down at a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Actually, I'm going to agree with that.
I think they're super stupid. It, like, there was one where there was three people at an Arby's gathered around one screen. And they were smiling at it. If you work at Arby's, you're not smiling.
Arby's makes you frown.
Yeah.
But they hit the meats.
Yeah.
Getting Arby's makes me smile. Maybe not working there. Maybe I should try applying for Arby's.
Yeah, you want to work at the same Arby's as me?
I think yours is a little drive out of the way, but I could
work
probably.
In Plainfield.
I live in Canby.
Yeah,
heard that here, folks. If you go to the Arby's in Plainfield, you can
There's
find...
There's two Arby's in Plainfield.
Take a gamble. Pick one. You'll find Isaac.
And on specific nights, he hides in the back. Plays with mustard.
Yeah, I don't hide in the back. I just stand next to the fryer and just stare at the fries.
You just look at them?
It's called compartmentalization. I don't care what's going on around me. My station is the fry station. That's all I'm worried about.
Do you, like, mess with the fries or do you just stare at them?
I drop the fries into the fryer. I stare at the timer until it tells me to pull them, and then I pull them.
Weren't you telling us about the secret Arby's, like, gnomes that live inside the deep fryer that actually...
Yes. Okay, so look. The oil at Arby's isn't actually hot. They have gnomes in there that cook the food when you drop it. And that's why the liquid's, like, super dark and you can't see through it.
Right.
Because the gnomes, they need their privacy.
He's reading this off of a notepad. He's been gathering evidence for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, this is a pretty intriguing notepad you got going on here.
Pearman himself is writing down notes as well. I think he's getting ready to explore the Arby's deep fryer.
Oh, yeah. I'm preparing something.
He's about
right.
to inform the FBI of my theory.
Yeah, you've been revealing the secrets to the world.
You're going
to
be locked away. They're never going to let you see the light of day again. Taken out of this eternal studio and stuck in a prison. Maximum security should not be allowed in public.
We're actually in the panopticon of maximum security prison right now.
Panopticon?
Yeah, panopticon.
Is that Panuni's opticon?
No. It's an actual thing. You know those prisons where it's like the big tower in the middle and then it's like a circle of cells?
No, but I think I get what you're saying. Is that the one in like the superhero movies where they're all like really powerful and they got to keep an eye on them all the time? Otherwise they escape.
No.
Man, I'm...
It's Have you ever played Battlefield 4?
No. But I did play Battlefront 2 on the PS2.
Beautiful game, by the way.
Do you know that they're re-releasing it on PC? And some consoles? Like the original game, Battlefront 1 and 2. I think it's March 14th, 13th. I'm getting really excited.
I don't really like Star Wars, so I don't really like the games.
Boo. You're getting sent back to Panuni's jail.
I just don't like sci-fi.
Darn.
You don't not even like a little sci-fi?
No.
Not even like
I prefer fantastical medieval Europe.
Whimsicalness? Fantastical whimsicalness?
Yeah.
There's an offshoot of DC where they were medieval. There was like one comic, two comics.
Crazy.
Yeah. It was nutty.
Defenders of the Castle.
Yeah. Apparently Superman was a king or a prince or something. I don't know. I saw that on my YouTube shorts yesterday. I too watch YouTube shorts on occasion when I'm trying to find a YouTube video, but then I get really interested in whatever's like playing in the background.
See, so like Krypton in Superman lore, Krypton's like destroyed, right?
Yes.
So he can call himself Super Mega King of Krypton, and there's nobody that's going to oppose that because, like, everybody else there is dead.
Well, I mean, except, what was
I mean, me personally, I would give myself some, like, really long and stupid title that I would force people to call me by.
What was it? Zod?
I'm pretty sure
the guy
Zod.
That was just kind of, like, after Superman?
Yeah, wasn't that, like, the second movie?
I think that was the first one, actually.
I thought
the
first one
I think it
was,
like, the main villain in the first one. First Man of Steel.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm thinking about Superman lore.
Oh.
The movie.
Oh, you're thinking of a different thing. All right. Anyways, Isaac, I have an image to show you. Is this what the Arby's gnomes look like?
Basically, yeah. They gotta wear the aprons, though. It's part of the uniform.
White apron? Okay, hold on. Let me...
Not white apron, just A apron.
A apron? Oh,
what color is your Arby's apron?
So it's black, and it has the Arby's logo on the right.
Right.
The left.
Do you have a name tag?
Yeah, I got a name tag, and then I found this little American flag enamel pin on a table, and so I stuck that on there too.
When you like get fired, do they let you keep your name tag?
I hope so.
Do you think when you get that tag? Sounds like you're looking forward to him getting
I'm
fired.
I'm going to be fired when I drop a basket full of ice.
You're gonna be fired when you pull one of the fryer gnomes out, and your manager's just gonna be staring at you horrendously. It's like, how did you get him?
I only was trying to convince him of the gnomes as a reason that I should be able to stick my hand directly into the fryer. By the way, I do feel that it's important to mention.
Weren't you gonna stick a broom into the deep fryer too?
There's a lot of stuff that I've wanted to stick into the fryer.
What do you think would be the best thing to? Now, ice, people listening, ice, geez, I would ice, not say. Geez, ice, here, hold on a second. I think we should make a disclaimer. Do not stick random things in deep fryers, specifically your hands, because your hands would burn. Now, however, the Arby's deep fryers are an exception because they use magic, apparently.
Yes.
Which allows them to access the fry grid, where all the Arby's gnomes
hang
out.
No, it's not like a grid. They're just in there.
They're just in the fryer? They come pre-packaged? There's no, like, magical gnome land that all the...
No, they're just in the fryer.
Mm. They eat the crumbs off the fries.
Are there any other creatures in the fryer? Like, are there, do you have anything besides the gnomes?
I would make a joke about a rat jumping into the fryer, but I don't think I'm allowed to do that.
I think you just did.
Yeah, but I prefaced it by saying that it was a joke instead of waiting to say it and then saying it was a joke.
Fair enough.
Out of context, I would have been, like, not happy.
I do think it's funny that, like, at least once a year, some random popular fast food restaurant is accused of deep frying rats.
Yeah, every single time. There's always one.
My bad. I go around to every...
You drop a rat in every fryer.
He's the rat bandit. He's the one going about frying.
I don't think it's a bandit. I think it's a gift. I'm gifting rats.
That is not a gift.
I think they love it. I think people love rats in their food. That was Ratatouille, right?
That was not Ratatouille.
He made the food.
He did not fry rats. He did not fry his people.
I've been employing rats since 2008, and they're my best workers.
I'm actually a residential carp farmer. I grow carp in my bathtub.
Could you imagine, like...
Do you keep the deep fryer rats to, like, feed the carp? Okay.
I fill my entire basement up with water, up to, like, knee height, with all my stuff in there, just so they could swim around. They're like dogs.
Do they bark at you?
No, they just run into me sometimes. Aww. But, like, I'll throw a deep fryer at, and they'll just, like, jump out of the water and catch it. It's like playing fetch.
That just reminds me of, like, you saying, do they, what did you say? Do they bark?
Do they bark, yeah.
That just makes me think of, like, how catfish make a weird sound when you pull them out of the water. They just go, like, wah.
I don't know. My favorite kind of fishing is noodle fishing, where you stick your entire arm in a catfish's face.
You just pray that there's not an alligator in there. Just like, okay, let's see. Come on in. Oh, there goes my hand. It's gone.
Gets your arm death rolled.
Just like, hey, I think I got something. Whoa.
Oops, alligator.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend noodle fishing where there is high alligator counts.
I don't think you're meant to.
Well, what if there was, like, a low alligator count and there was, like, three alligators in a pond?
Mm-hmm. I still wouldn't go noodle fishing in a pond with any alligators in it.
I think you're just scared of the alligators.
One time I was fishing and a snapping turtle got my line, and so I was reeling it in, and I'm like, wow, this is going to be really big, and then a snapping turtle charged at me from the water, and I panicked, and instead of running away, I just booted it back into the water.
It's like, no, go away.
Yeah, I just kicked it.
The hard shell protected it.
It hurt. It hurt really bad, but it went back into the water.
Yeah.
Snapping turtles are mean, too. Yeah. You're lucky you didn't get your foot bitten off, I'm going to be honest.
I think, okay, back in Arizona, before I moved, I was a little kid, right? And they would sell, like, these turtles on the corners of, like, you were making Google eyes at me and distracted me really, really bad. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. So... back in Arizona, there's an Indian reservation, right, where they own the land and they can sell things because they made it illegal on street corners, like downtown kind of stuff. Yeah, to like sell stuff. You're not allowed to like open up a shop normally unless it's like your property. But city corners, you can't do that. And most of them are city corners. They're just sidewalks. But we bought turtles. I think it was like 2 or 3. Tiny Tim. Stop making Google eyes at me. You're distracting me. I'm sorry, but like this is...
Yeah, Payman, stop.
What am I doing?
Stop that.
But we bought turtles, right?
Distracting him.
And we really weren't amazed. You just keep winking at me.
Just talk.
I'm sorry. It's hard not to like look him in the eye while he like winks at me. Makes a little kissy face. Goes, come here. Give me a little smooch. And I'm like, no, Isaac, stop.
Gabe.
Sorry, I got distracted.
I'm just sitting here. I'm not even doing anything.
You're looking at me with those eyes.
I'll stare at Payman.
Okay, just stare at me. I guess.
Save me. All right. I lost my... Okay, so we can't take care of turtles very well because it's Arizona. It's like, man, turtle. So there's a little lake in our neighborhood. There wasn't a ton of lakes because it's Arizona and it's like the desert. But we put one... Are you mogging right now?
Gabe, just get done with the story. Oh, my God.
A hit turtle got dropped in a lake. I think there were two, and now there's an invasive turtle population in that lake.
It's your fault.
Yeah, I saw those turtles at least twice.
Dude, I could probably skip a turtle across a lake like a stone.
I would not recommend doing that.
Don't they have like a flat bottom of the shell? Wouldn't it be like really good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could get at least 5 skips off on a turtle.
Okay. So, turtle skipping champion over here. Do you think that's a sport? Do you think it would hurt a turtle to like skip it across a lake?
Yes.
Oh. Like if it didn't hurt the turtle, I'd say, man, let's do that. Let's make a competition. Prize pool.
Let's throw turtles.
Yeah. Do you think if I wore medieval armor and then hit somebody with a plastic flamingo, I'd be considered a threat to...
I think you'd get arrested for assault.
Darn. Today on how not to get arrested for assault, don't do what I just said.
So I would personally take a plastic yard flamingo and I would just javelin that thing through the air.
Right. Do you think we'd get like a t-shirt cannon? But then stuff it with a giant plastic flamingo and launch it at least 200 yards into a school zone.
Just a plastic flamingo?
I mean, we could launch other things like t-shirts and socks.
See, I would not put an oven mitt on. I would just dip my bare hand into the fryer.
Well, the reason why I drew you an oven mitt was because I messed up drawing the hand. So now you're wearing an oven mitt just in case.
You know, Mythbusters actually did a little test on how you could dip your hand into really, really hot liquids. So if you dip your hand in really cold water, it'll act as an insulator for just a second. So you could stick your hand in the KFC deep fryer, the Arby's deep fryer.
Well, see, the whole theory is that the deep fryer isn't actually hot. Like, the oil isn't actually, like, hot at all.
Well, you could test it.
It's just the gnomes.
Yeah, now I'm waiting for the Mythbusters episode where they just reach in... The deep
they
fryer.
Come to my Arby's and reach into my fryer. And
pull out a little Arby's gnome.
Can we call the Mythbusters?
Well, we could probably try.
Do you think they
still do?
Like, no, I think they stopped.
I think
they stopped running it.
Or the Mythbusters is still a thing, but it's not like the original crew.
Yeah,
that most people
think. They got old.
It's not.
They retired.
They're old.
There's a thing called Maker Faire where they still go to. It's like I think it's in California, but it's like a nice little fair where they make a bunch of stuff. It's Maker Faire. Yeah.
Start breathing into the mic.
Please don't.
That is not pleasant.
Turn mine off for a second so I can...
Which one's yours again? I think it's...
Well, start pushing buttons and you'll eventually find out.
I figured
it
out.
Hey, wait to look at that. He got a first try. Thank goodness.
He's swinging his mic around. It's actually really loud.
Yeah?
It sounds like he just like threw a train off the tracks. All right. We're bringing you back. How was that train?
It's fine, man.
They let you on?
No.
Ooh. You climbing on the side?
Yep.
Okay. You ever see like the guys that like train surf?
Yeah, I keep getting recommended videos of this one guy on Twitter who just keeps hopping on random trains.
It's like urban exploring, except it's not urban and you're on a train, and sometimes if you get caught, you get sent to jail. I think that's what happens with urban
exploring. Do you
want to
go exploring haunted locations with me?
Do you want to go to Gary, Indiana?
Do you want
to
get haunted by ghosts?
I already do. Oh. The voices in my bathroom with like the light flickering and stuff, it tells me not a good time,
just
bud.
Just like the hallway goblins.
Yes.
Excuse me?
The hallway goblins.
Oh, elaborate a little bit.
So when I had my wisdom teeth surgery, I was obviously pretty loopy because I was knocked out. And I was talking to my dad because he was in my room with me. And I'm like, I really want to go to the bathroom, but I can't get up and go because there's hallway goblins out there and they'll stab my ankles if I try to go. And so for like 30 minutes, I described to him how violent that they're going to be with me if I go out into the hallway to go to the bathroom.
I'm so sorry for you.
The hallway goblins are waiting just for you.
Quite the episode we got today with a bunch of mystical creatures. The Arby's gnome sits in the deep fryer. Hallway goblins.
Deep fryer rat.
Deep fried rats.
Deep fried rats.
Your local.
Crispy rat burger.
Wow. I would not.
Would you eat that?
No.
I would. Easy protein.
Same thing with like eating crickets.
Easy black plague.
Ooh, whoa, plague be upon ye.
Plague upon ye.
I wouldn't even cook them. I would just eat them by the handful live.
The crickets? Or the,
yeah.
Ooh. I don't recommend it. They don't taste very good.
And?
Good point. I rest my case.
Mouthful of crickets. Imagine it.
They'd talk to you. They'd go chirp, chirp. Pearman, there is a sticky note behind me on this wall. Can you remind me what it says?
It says Ice Age Baby Movie 2.
Isaac, we're doing a throwback. We had a special show yesterday where we talked about the Ice Age Baby Movie 2. What would you do to the Ice Age Baby if he had a second movie?
So if I had to make a second movie with the Ice Age Baby...
Yes, you're the director.
You know how there's like the scene when Scrat, the weird like...
Was he the muskrat? Like the little like rat guy?
The thing that was trying to get the acorn all the time.
Oh, the...
You know how he like tried to bury it in that ice sheet and it split apart?
Yeah.
See, in my ideal Ice Age with Baby 2, that would happen and they would just throw the baby down there and forget about him.
Scrat would do that?
Sure.
Why would
I guess it's not really important who does it.
I mean, it kind of is. Scrat doesn't seem like the kind of guy that would do that.
There's a movie, Journey to the Center of the Earth.
That's a good movie.
Okay. Ice Age Baby in that movie.
I read that as a book. Ooh. I didn't see the movie.
Wasn't that one in like a middle school?
Yeah.
One of those educational books.
Dude, that movie was so good. And they made like a second movie kind of off of it. What was it? Journey to the Mysterious Island?
Maybe.
With Dwayne Johnson?
Well, I mean, as soon as you have Dwayne The Rock Johnson, hit guy from hit movie series Fast and Furious, they're making finger signs at each other. I think they're telling...
Gabe, just talk.
I'm sorry. I got distracted. Okay,
he's
a wiggly finger, and it's very important for me not to lose focus. I lost my train of thought. Pearman, please continue.
Please continue. You were the one talking.
Dwayne The Rock, second movie sequel, Journey Center of Earth.
Thank you.
I'm prompting.
Good job. You were telling a story, Gabe. You gotta make
any movie good. I don't know. I lost my train of thought. I lost it. It's gone.
Any movie good?
Probably.
Every movie with Dwayne Johnson is good. In your eyes.
Well, I mean, big man, buff, big movie, good, hit actor.
I enjoyed Moana.
A+. Yeah, he was Maui.
That makes so much sense. That's why he sounded familiar.
Yeah, exactly. That was loud. Oh, man. I'm not going to...
Okay.
I'm not going to elaborate.
We got a crinkled paper.
I'm not elaborating anything at all.
They're throwing notes at each other in my studio.
I'm not throwing... Gabe!
Can you read it in front of the class, please?
No.
Darn. I thought that'd work. We're getting a head shake. He's saying, nah. It's a very private matter. I think you have a crush on Isaac. I think that's what happened. Was it like a little love note that said, will you have a date with me?
No.
Yes, no? Darn.
I think...
I'm going to crash my car into a tree stump while I'm not wearing a seatbelt, and so I can eject myself out the front window like a cannon.
Okay, we're not going to do that.
Should just put myself in a cannon.
Yeah.
Like a circus act.
I'd support that. We can make the cannon for you.
We can put you inside of a car inside of a cannon.
Inside of a car inside of a cannon?
Inside of another car?
Give you some body armor, a helmet.
I don't think the body armor is going to do much.
Don't need it.
Yeah, you might need a little bit.
Don't
of it.
Need it.
You might want a little
don't,
bit.
Don't need it.
Are you like, just the indestructible man, Isaac?
I just don't need it.
He's just built different.
I'm sponsored by Toyota. I'll be all right.
Wow. Okay. All right. Don't Toyota. Did you ever see that Cybertruck crash with a little like Prius?
No.
The Prius was destroyed.
I assume the Prius was destroyed. That's my favorite part about the Cybertruck is if it's in the hands of a bad driver, everybody's in danger because that thing is not stopping.
Yeah, it's just a... I don't like, criticize car design choices often. Me personally, Kia Soul. But...
Kia Soul is the optimal vehicle.
Kia Soul
rats. Me personally, not the studio. Kia Soul is not my favorite model. By a long shot. The Cybertruck is kind of odd.
It's like a giant steel pan.
It's weird.
See, I honestly, I like the...
That's a really good way to describe it. It's just like a giant iron skillet on wheels.
I like how it looks just for, like, uniqueness. But the fact that it's designed to be, like, indestructible and bulletproof sounds awful to me. Because, like, imagine you get into a crash and there's, like, a fire on the inside. Nobody's going to be able to do anything
to save
you.
How are you going to get out?
You're done.
If the doors lock up, you're going to need, like, some real... Like, if it can survive a crash, you can't break through it with a hammer, could you?
You're cooked.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Giant steel skillet.
Didn't it also, like... There was a video I saw where, like, failed the carrot test because it has, like, an automatic hood and...
Oh, yeah, it just eats everything.
Where it just clipped completely through it.
Oh, the carrot test where it's, like, simulating...
Yeah, it's supposed to, like, automatically stop at the carrot. Like, whoa, that's a finger, don't hit that.
Right.
And it just kept going.
Just eats it.
Don't they do that for, like, windows and stuff?
They do it for everything that's automatic in a car. So that it doesn't, you know, cut through. I don't recommend people shoving their hands into their automatic windows to test it. You know, you should have a little more common sense than that, but, like, this is, like, the hood of the truck.
We should buy one, and, like, we put the hood up, and then I stick my hands in there, and then you shut the hood.
It's going to be automatic, so we could make a game out of it. See who pulls their fingers out of the hood fastest.
A game of chicken.
Everybody sits there. Whoever pulls their hands out last wins.
Speaking of winning, Isaac, I'm going to say you're the winner of today's show.
Let's go.
Yeah. Pearman, you lost.
What'd I lose?
Your sanity.
Your shekels.
No!
You're freed from the studio. You get to leave. Just like we're all about to leave. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to Hit Show on Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for variety. This is Harness Your Hopes and Dreams B-Side by Pavement. I hope you all have a wonderful rainy Thursday. Thank you and goodbye.